My dear sisters and brothers in Christ, in today's unsettling gospel, Jesus makes very clear where the rubber hits the road in our faith journey. Today's parable poses some serious challenges for every one of us. If we are truly people of faith and followers of Christ, then we have no choice but to acknowledge that all we have comes from God, and that God calls us to be generous with all that is entrusted to our care. Abraham tells the suffering soul in that story, the scripture teaches us how to lead a life that is pleasing to God. The story ends with an ominous warning that if they will not listen to the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead. Jesus Christ did die and rise from the dead for these very teachings. Jesus is warning us of what happens to the arrogant, the selfish, and the people who demean and ignore the sufferings of others. He is warning of us of what will happen to our lives if we only exist for ourselves. Christ is asking us to look around for the Lazarus people that we usually walk by day after day and go unnoticed. We are created to love one another, to accompany one another on our journey toward heaven, and to help provide solutions to the suffering lives around us. Do we see them? Do we see the suffering? Do we respond in love? During this past year, we saw in a profound way the positive experiences when neighbors help neighbors. On December 10th of last year, powerful tornadoes forever changed the lives of thousands of individuals and families in Western Kentucky. Whole towns and communities have been changed. The outpouring of support that came to our state, and specifically to the Diocese of Owensboro, was incredible. Dozens of dioceses took up special collections to assist us. Others sent major contributions. The four Catholic dioceses of Kentucky alone have contributed more than $2 million to our relief efforts. Thousands of individuals sent contributions to our diocese because they trust the Catholic Church to be a good steward of their generosity. Today, our Catholic charities are assisting hundreds of storm victims across 16 counties with temporary needs and working toward repairing or replacing lost homes. Neighbors helping neighbors might literally be next door neighbors, or it may be neighbors several states away who will never know nor meet the persons they are helping. As the Catholic Church, we're well suited to respond to emergencies and tragedies because our response is rooted in our gospel faith. We know that all we have is a gift from God, and that when God gives us a little more than we need, it's intended for us to help others. So just a few weeks ago, we were taking up a special collection to help our neighbors devastated by the floods in eastern Kentucky. We can respond because it is a matter of faith. Giving and sharing is what we do as followers of Jesus. It is who we are. When tornadoes struck, we had a structure of parishes and communities, and our Catholic charities disposed to step up. Gratefully, every year, we do not face such overwhelming natural disasters. But building up a church to transform hearts and minds to service is our mission. Your generosity to the 2022 Disciples Response Appeal will assure that the foundation of our church is strong and ready in times of need. Over 4,000 of you responded to this call last year. This is just one way we try to be a healing and pastoral solution to the issues we face in our society. We are investing in homeless shelters, missions, education, marriage enrichment, disaster relief, priest retirement, and I could go on and on. More information was mailed to your homes and should be available in your pews. Please be as generous as you can. Let me finish by telling you how appreciative I am for all who take your role in the church seriously. I recently toured regions throughout the diocese during the diocesan phase of the Worldwide Synod on Synodality, and I heard from beautiful, passionate people who love their Catholic faith and are committed to living it out. It is inspiring to serve such devoted families. I'm convinced that the Holy Spirit will continue to help us discern our future. Let us pray for one another.